Many people in the U.S. don't think twice when they turn on the tap or flush the toilet. But on the Navajo Nation, people are 67 times more likely than other Americans to live without running water. And water is even more important now to prevent the spread of COVID-19 through regular hand washing. Misha Jones introduces us to one man who's doing his best to help Navajo get clean water.
Zol Zani usually starts his days when the sun rises, and from there, he hauls water to houses up to 20 miles away. On this day, he's finishing up a delivery. Zani delivers water to families through a campaign called Water Warriors United, which he founded.
All right.
Some of the stories he's heard are gut-wrenching.
We had a family recently who we came across that had 18 people living in a home.
He says they were all living in a small shack.
They didn't have running water, and they were kind of struggling to get through anyway. We were able to help them in a lot more ways than water.
Zani, who grew up on the Navajo Nation, is a boilermaker by trade. He was laid off in March just as COVID-19 took hold in the U.S. When the pandemic worsened, he felt he needed to find a way to help people, even though he's high risk for coronavirus.
The missing part of a lung. My health isn't in the best shape, but I knew that there could be something that I could do that would allow me to be involved and still stay safe.
About 15% of Navajo Nation residents don't have access to piped water. Instead, residents haul the water they need from watering points across the reservation, which can be hours away. Some are forced to travel off the reservation to get water. Because of stay-at-home orders, Zani worried that no one was hauling water to high-risk people or elders. So, he started doing it himself. He teamed up with other volunteers, and the Water Warriors United campaign was born. Nikki Tooley grew up on the Navajo Nation. Today, she's working on her PhD at the University of Arizona in environmental science. She's helped develop a water filtration system on the nation using solar panels. Tooley says families need to haul more water than usual to practice COVID-19 prevention measures like hand washing.
That just in turn increases the water usage in the home, and then also the amounts of trips that you would have to take to be able to keep your ample supply of water in your home.
There are other challenges too, like access to water hauling vehicles and curfews on the Navajo Nation, which limit the time frame to get water.
It's currently not safe for us to enter people's homes.
That's Dig Deep CEO George McGraw.
What we do at Dig Deep in the Navajo Water Project is provide people access to hot and cold running water and solar power in their homes.
The nonprofit organization installs water tanks and plumbs houses with a sink, water heater, filter, and drain line. Unfortunately, McGraw says COVID-19 has halted the group's efforts.
The risk that we might bring the illness with us into the home of someone who's elderly or immunocompromised is just too dangerous.
There are many efforts like McGraw's and Zani's to help improve water access. Tooley says those efforts are helpful, but it's important to recognize that the Navajo Nation is massive. It spans over 27,000 square miles, larger than the entire state of West Virginia. Tooley says lifestyles are vastly different across the reservation, which means water needs vary. She says some people just need water for their homes, while others need even more water for livestock and crops.
This is not a one solution variable that could be placed on the whole Navajo Nation, that each case is a unique case.
That should fill it up, though.
Zani delivers 25 to 30 barrels of water a week now. He says the goal with Water Warriors United is to try to create a system that the tribal government sees as necessary.
I'm not planning on stopping. If I can do this year round, I will. If I can do this as a career, I will. We've got some guys that are on board with the same mentality.
Water Warriors United has delivered over 120,000 gallons of water to locations across the Navajo Nation.
And that report was from Misha Jones. She's a student journalist at Cronkite News.